Once, when he was eating his contraband ramyun next to the vendor, police started chasing the vendor and all the customers. But my father told me that as he was running, he kept eating his noodles because he knew he wouldn't be able to afford any more. My mother was born in China near Shanghai, among a small community of Korean expatriates. After returning to Korea on a day she will never forget, my grandmother went outside to hang the laundry, and she never saw her again. She was probably either taken or killed by North Korean soldiers. With the war closing in around her, at the age of 15, my mother became a refugee and literally walked with her younger brother on her back 200 miles to escape the fighting. Luckily, she was able to resume her schooling in a tent in the southern city of Masan. She was an excellent student, and with great good luck, she received a scholarship from a secret women's society in the United States and enrolled as a freshman at Skerrett College in Nashville, Tennessee. Through almost unthinkably divergent and unlikely paths, my parents ended up meeting in New York City at a Christmas party that gathered together the few hundred Korean students who were living in the United States at the time.